presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
For the last few days, we've been discussing the possibility of inviting an aviation expert to come up here and tell you all about German, Jap, and Italian fighting planes in order that you can learn to know the enemy and what to expect from them. But until we hear from you telling us whether or not you like the idea, there's no sense making arrangements. However, Hop feels it might be a good idea to give you a sample of what we mean, so here goes, see if you like it. Probably one of the most dangerous planes in the entire German Luftwaffe is the new Focke Wulf 190, a single-seat fighter monoplane fitted with a 15-horsepower, 14-cylinder radial air-cooled engine. Most German fighter planes are equipped with liquid-cooled engines. The 190 has a large, blunt nose from which the fuselage tapers down to the tail. The pilot's cockpit is over the center of the wing and has a semicircular, transparent cover. Both landing gear and tailwheel are retractable. Although no accurate figures are available, it is believed the 190 has a maximum speed of 370 miles per hour at 20,000 feet and a ceiling of 40,000 feet. This performance rating betters that made by the Focke Wulf 187, a twin-engine two-seater fighter called the Destroyer. This ship has a maximum speed of 360 and a ceiling of 38,000 feet. The armament of the new Focke Wulf 190, although a closely guarded secret, is said to be 8 machine guns. This is a dangerous plane. But since the main factory of the Focke Wulf company is located in Bremen, and since both the RAF Lancasters and the USA Flying Fortresses have been blasting Bremen pretty heavily, here's hoping not many Focke Wulf 190s have been built. Well, that should give you an idea of what we mean by knowing your enemy. If you'd like to hear more, drop Hop Harrigan a card or a letter in care of this station. And don't forget to listen at the end of the program for the special announcement of Hop Harrigan's Big Aviation Quiz Contest. And always remember, America's future is in the air, and America needs flyers. Now to our story. When an unidentified plane was spotted flying over the Pacific coast, heading inland, neither Hop Harrigan nor his mechanic pal Tank Tinker, assigned to track it down, imagined what they were letting themselves in for. Yesterday, as you remember, Hop and Tank met the very live ghosts inhabiting the deserted mining town of Silver City. A pair of Japanese flyers planning a suicide mission. They also found the unidentified plane, a new type long-range Mitsubishi. Both the plane and the Jap airmen were hiding out in an abandoned mine shaft, awaiting the zero hour, midnight, at which time they intended loading their plane with dynamite and crash-diving it into the huge Great Western Dam, thereby destroying a valuable source of electric power, power needed for war production. But now the plans have been changed. The Japs have decided to use the light bomber Hop and Tank were flying and to destroy their own plane by burning it. In a room near the entrance to the mine shaft, Captain Yamagato, leader of the suicide mission, explains the reason for the change in plans as Kato, his co-pilot, holds Hop and Tank at gunpoint. Listen.
It will be far better if we perform our mission in an American plane. To begin with, we will not be disturbed or challenged. Then to... destroying the Mitsubishi completely will eliminate any possibility of some parts of it surviving the dynamite explosion and being examined by your Air Corps authorities. You understand?
Hop, you're going to let him get away with this?
I do not quite see how you are in any position to stop me.
What about it, Hop?
I'm afraid he's right, Tank. There's no way we can stop him.
You mean to say you're going to stand by and let him use an American plane to blow up the Great Western Dam?
Again, I repeat. How can you stop me?
I'll show you how I can stop you, you weasel-faced goon.
Kato! Shoot him in the back! No, wait! Please, watch him, Kato! Shoot if he makes one fast move.
Tank, you out of your mind? Maybe I am, I don't know.
I would strongly advise you to control yourself.
Nobody asked for your advice. Tank, get a hold of yourself. They got us covered. There's nothing we can do. I could do plenty if it wasn't for that rat with a rifle.
What you do not seem to realize, my friend, is that we are under no obligation to keep you alive. We are doing so only to heap insult upon injury. Once our mission has been accomplished, we wish you to tell the American authorities in detail exactly how it was done. Yes? What is it?
You're
going to fight to Marco Subi. Take it up, sir. I have just been informed, gentlemen, that some planes have been sighted circling overhead. It will be necessary for us to leave you for a few moments. Make yourselves as comfortable as possible. Come, Kato. Lock the door.
We got to get out of here. We got to... Take it easy, Tank. I told you not to lose your temper. You almost got a bullet in the back.
I couldn't help it. Them sneaking hits and jabs make my blood boil. How are we going to bust loose, Hop? We can't let them blow up that dam.
Try the door.
It's locked. Hey, what's that thing standing in the corner with a cloth thrown over it?
I don't know. Take a look.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. It's a canary.
Now, that's the bird we heard chirping in here, remember?
Yeah. Hello, Birdie. Hey, friendly little cuss, ain't he? So, what would them slinky japs be doing with a canary? Now, don't tell me they're bird lovers, not them.
Hardly, Tank. That canary is life insurance.
Life insurance? How come?
Well, you see, this is part of a mine shaft. Years ago, before modern air conditioning equipment was installed in mines, they always used canaries to detect foul, poisoned air. And whoever prepared this hideout for our two Jap friends evidently knew that.
I don't get it, Hop.
Well, before going down into the shaft of a mine, one miner led the way, carrying a canary in a cage. See, birds are very sensitive to poison gases, and the minute the canary drooped, they'd clear the shaft out.
Oh, I see. So that's why they've got the bird here, in case some gas seeped up from the mine.
Yeah, that's the idea. This isn't likely, but these Japs evidently think of everything. But that's not getting us out of here.
Yeah, it don't much look like we're going to get out either. There ain't no windows, and the door's locked. It's no use thumping them walls, Hop. They're solid rock.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. Got the screwdriver?
Hey, did you ever find me without it? Here.
Thanks.
See? You can't make a dent in them.
Just hold your horses. Listen.
It all sounds that way.
Oh, no. Listen to this part. It's hollow. Hey, maybe you're right. You bet I might. This part is hollow. It's only plaster and it's still a little damp. All of which means it was closed up recently. Now then, let's see what this screwdriver will do on it.
Jumping Jenny's Hop, you're really getting somewhere. Hey, I got a pair of pliers. That ought to help.
Come on, work fast. Thanks, wait a minute. Hold it.
What's up?
Our friends are coming back. Quick, pile everything in front of the door. The top, the chair, the table, everything. Hurry up. Here.
Yeah.
Brace the back of this chair on the floor. That's right. Now the cot. Stand it up on the side.
This way.
That's it.
Here it comes.
Don't answer. Get the table over there, quick.
Where do I put it?
On top of the car. Stand back from the door, Hank.
The bullets don't even come through. It's solid oak.
All right, you watch the door. I'll hack away at the plaster.
Go ahead.
We can only keep him out for a few minutes. We might have a chance. This stuff is soft.
They're trying to push the door down.
I'll brace the
door
for him.
Okay.
Is it holding tight?
Yeah.
Are
you coming?
Oh, all right. What I need is a sledgehammer.
Oh, why did you say so? I got one in my back. Oh, don't be so funny.
I'll make
it fast.
He's
gonna give
soup. Hold on, Tank. Just a little longer.
What happened,
Hart? The plaster cracked wide open. Now I can get through. Come on, Tank.
Holy cow, you sure did a job. Where's it lead?
One of the tunnel shafts, I guess. Come on, let's go.
How are we going to see it? It's darkened.
Well, we can feel our way. Follow me. No, wait. Get the canary.
Canary? What for?
We might need him. Hurry up.
Okay. Come on, Bertie. We're taking you for a ride.
Go set, Hart. Lead the way.
I hope this tunnel leads someplace.
It must, if it's part of the old mine.
They'll break through that door any second now.
Tank, now, watch that canary. If it shows sign of wilting, let me know.
He ain't wilting. He's squirming around like mad. They busted the door in, Hop.
They're shooting. Down, Tank, down. Flat on your stomach. They're shooting high. They can't see it. Tank, don't move. Tank, keep that canary quiet.
Like you. How can I shut him up?
Put your hand over his bill. Okay. Oh, bit me. Hank, for heaven's sake, keep quiet.
I wish I could understand that Jap double talk. Boy, I'll bet old Tojo was calling us plenty.
Where's the canary?
He's in my pocket. He don't like it, but that's where he's going to stay. Some nerve biting me.
I remember that when we get back to Hanley Field. Tank Tinker suffers battle wound, bitten by canary.
That ain't funny. I remember once when...
I hear something.
Are they following us?
No, I don't think so.
There he goes again. I bet you he's up to something, huh?
What's this fluttering?
Hey, sounds like a snake.
You think there are snakes in here?
Of course not. Keep quiet, will
you? What is it, Hop?
Wait a minute.
I smell something burning.
Yeah, me too.
Great. God, it's a fuse tank. They're dynamiting the tunnel.
Hop, are you all right?
Yeah. I think so. How about you?
I'm okay. Phew, that was some blast. Thought the whole tunnel was coming down.
Oh, boy. Hank, I'm afraid we're in a tough spot.
What do you mean?
Unless this tunnel has another exit, we're trapped. We'd better find out in a hurry. There isn't much air down here. Quick, get that canary out of your pocket and hold it in your hand.
You sound worried, Hop.
Yeah, well, there's plenty to worry about. Hank, we've never been in a spot like this. If this tunnel doesn't lead anywhere, we're sunk.
Well, Hop does sound worried. And with good reason, too. If the narrow, dark mine tunnel leads to a dead end, it means trouble. Serious trouble. What will happen?
Don't miss tomorrow's thrill-packed episode. Same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
Have you heard about Hop Harrigan's big aviation quiz contest beginning on this program next Monday, February 22nd? Well, if you haven't, lend an ear, because it's good news for every fellow and girl from 8 to 80. You see, Hop is anxious to find out how much you listeners know about aviation and planes. And the best way of finding out, according to Hop, is to run an aviation quiz contest and award prizes every day. Yep, every day beginning Monday, February 22nd, and continuing for 2 weeks or more, Hop is going to award 10 prizes of scale and flying models of planes, some of them worth up to $5. The quiz questions will be fairly simple, and I'm sure all or most of you know the answers. At any rate, start sharpening your aviation wits and tell your friends to sharpen theirs. Next Monday is the big day, so be on hand for quiz question number one in Hop Harrigan's aviation quiz contest. And in the meantime, always remember that America's future is in the air. And America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow.
Same time, same station. Tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue.